One in five families in Oswego County are now living in poverty. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, county officials are trying to figure out how to turn things around.
As New York's unemployment rate continues to fall, even surpassing the national average, Oswego County is being left behind. Its latest unemployment rate was the second worst in the state.
Like the rest of the country, you all were hit pretty hard by the Great Recession. But unlike other places in the country that started pulling out and growing jobs after the Great Recession ended, you all basically flatlined.
Consultant Rob Caprica has found that the county's lost 2,400 manufacturing jobs since 2000, leading to nearly double the amount of families on food stamps as there were 6 years ago. His findings are now a map for the county's new task force, which is developing a 15-year plan to improve Oswego County's health and reduce its poverty. At a meeting Tuesday in Mexico, community development leader Dan LeClaire said the county has reached a turning point.
It stops here. That is the message that we have got to carry to the rest of the citizens and townships and villages. No more are we going to be last. It stops here, but it also starts here.
Caprica says because the problem was created over several years, the solution could also take several years. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.